Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Sunday's card will be headed by our first Grade 1 stakes race of 2026. The James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap, Rocking With Energy, won this race last year. Will she repeat in 2026? Other top contenders include Sound Dash Stakes winner I Am Candy, the impressive stakes winner Isa Wagon My Tail, and the multiple stakes winner AJ Born Running. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four, and the traditional pick six. The total pick six pool has often reached over $100,000, and racing fans were open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Our new racing season is here with the James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap on Sunday at Los Alamitos.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on an absolutely spectacular weekend here in Southern California, and that certainly bodes well for business at Santa Anita. Right now, the anchor leg of a four-day racing week, and next week we're going to go five, Thursday through the Monday Martin Luther King holiday. And the weather looks really good all the way through. So very, very encouraging. Certainly the lead news item this morning is a sensational performance, I thought, from the Mark Glack condition, So Happy, a two-year-old making a three-year-old colt by Run Happy, taking yesterday's San Vicente Stakes, a Kentucky Derby prep, 200,000 at 7/8 of a mile. He was the first out maiden winner, sprinting at Del Mar off at odds of 38-1. He was the second choice yesterday. You almost got 3-1 the Wynn Mutual, $7.80 on So Happy, and it's going to be on to two turns now. Looking forward to having Mark Glad join us top of the next hour, and jockey Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith is also scheduled to join us about midway through the next hour. So a lot to talk about this morning. According to Brad Free of Daily Racing Form, So Happy knocked down to 96 buyer speed figure in taking yesterday San Vicente. So I think he had an 88 or an 89 fig in his first out maiden win at Del Mar, and he really stepped it up yesterday. The betting favorite off at 1-2 was Butane. Bob Baffert, Juan Hernandez. He never looked a winner at any point. He got into a stalking position turning for home, but there was no denying So Happy yesterday. He went on to a two-length victory in the San Vicente Stakes. As for today, dual stakes action for older fillies and mares on dirt for race five at 6 furlongs. That'll be the grade three Las Flores and Thermal. John Sadler, Hector Berrios teaming up here with the 9-5 morning line favorite. We move to the hillside turf at about 6.5 furlongs for the other filly and mare feature. That'll be the grade three Las Cienegas and Queen Maxima, the even money morning line favorite, with Juan Hernandez teaming up with Jeff Mullins. Sad news out yesterday. I just now saw it this morning at the Pollock Report. Greg McCarron, older brother of legendary Hall of Fame jockey Chris McCarron, had a heart attack on his family farm, apparently a 96-acre farm in Maryland, and he left us at age 77. A classy guy. He and Chris looked an awful lot alike. At age 77, he won more than 2,400 races. Very accomplished rider in his own right. And I know Chris, over the years, always quick to credit his brother Greg for his own emergence in this great game of thoroughbred horse racing. All right, let's go ahead and get back to Saratoga Springs and check in with Jonathan Hardoon, pardon me, of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you? Sad news about Greg McCarron. He used to ride at Maryland and Laurel and Pimlico for years, and people had nothing but nice things to really say about him. And listen, he was the older brother of a superstar, a champion, but not always easy to be in that position, but he handled it well.
He did, and they were very close. The last time I spoke with Greg, it was very brief, was in the paddock the year Smarty Jones won the Kentucky Derby there at Churchill. That would have been 2004. And he was doing radio on that particular day. But he also did a lot of television work. Just a good man. It's really, really sad. And our thoughts, prayers, condolences go out to the entire McCarron family, John.
I second it, Mike. You're 100% right.
John, let's go ahead and maybe get your thoughts on the way So Happy, a son of Run Happy. Now, you know, my good friend Frank Miramati, your friend as well, boy, I mean, he was instrumental in the marketing, the promotion of Run Happy, the Breeders' Cup Sprint winner from years back, and owned by a real character, a promoter, James McInville. We had Run Happy signage, I mean, everywhere, right down to the mask, the COVID masks. Mac, he made sure we had a full complement of those for media, red, white, and blue. It was amazing. But, you know, as a lot of times happens, it just didn't work out early on at stud. You just have to think, what if this horse, So Happy, had come along and Run Happy's first crop? It might have been a different ball game.
Well, that's the nature of the business, Mike. Remember, he was so proud of the fact that he never ran on Lasix or anything. Mattress Mac, if you remember, it was a big deal. And this horse is really good. I mean, he ran super yesterday. Obviously, Butane never showed up. I mean, it was a short five-horse field. No visual excuses for Butane. He was sitting there and just came up flat. But that happens, I guess. But give full credit to So Happy because he ran super.
You know, and everybody always wondering about the distance. One thing, Mark, I'm looking forward to talking to Mark top of the next hour. One thing Mark Glatt said after the race, checked out Kevin Modesty's game story today and all the SoCal News Group papers, was, you know, how many horses really do want to run a mile and a quarter? Especially the first Saturday in May of their three-year-old year. Answer, maybe not a whole lot of them. But the way this guy, he's not speed crazy. The way he was handy and just went about his business. You know, Mark pointed that there is some pedigree for distance on the bottom. He's out of a blame mare that's produced a couple of winners. So who knows? They paid $150,000 for him at Ocala out of a two-year-old in training sale. He has done nothing wrong. We can say that.
Two starts, two wins. What else could he have done? I mean, you know, if people are going to complain or question that, well, find something else to do because horses will disappoint and will surprise people every day.
Well, the one thing I am going to complain about, Mike Smith told Dave Weaver on FanDuel after the race yesterday that we liked this horse going in. Really? He was 38-1. How about a phone call, a smoke signal, anything? 38-1 first time out, and he won like he was 9-5.
Yeah, listen, Mark Leif does terrific with these young horses.
Yep.
The problem is that he's up against Baffert in most of these races. And Baffert is king. And listen, yeah, the work that Leif does with so many of these horses, so many young horses, he gets to fire early. And this is just another one of them. And again, unfortunately, he's got to deal with Baffert. But he deserves so much credit because he really does terrific work with first-time starters as well.
Baffert, always a factor, a big factor. It's interesting you say that. Back to Kevin Modesty's story in today's paper, quoting Mark Glack, quote, "It's always exciting to get a good horse. It's exciting to win a big race. It's exciting to beat Bob Baffert," end quote, said Glack. That's the truth.
Doesn't happen all that often, Mike.
No.
So you might as well take advantage of the times that it does and pound your chest and be proud of the work you do. Because, again, it just doesn't happen often, and it happened yesterday.
100%. Hey, we're passing around a few attaboys. I sent Jay Pribman a text. Congrats to Jay. He knocked down an Eclipse Award story on the passing of the legendary Dwayne Lucas. I'll be honest, I still have not read the story, but Jay detailed, you know, the change in Dwayne. I mean, he was anything but, you know, smooth around the edges with media early on in his career. People talked about how him and Bob Baffert were great friends. They were anything but early on. But Dwayne mellowed, you know, and he began doing things, especially there at Oaklawn, where he'd pick out a young kid. Hey, come on down to the winner's circle. He was always selling this game, which had been so good to him. So, hey, good on the voters, and congratulations to Jay. He's already in the Hall of Fame, but he got that Eclipse Award with this story out of retirement on Dwayne Lucas.
Another notch in his belt, Mike. Listen,
yeah,
we have nothing but the nicest things to say about Jay. He's a terrific guy and a better person, really, and he does a great job. And remember, Dwayne was the guy that started shipping across country. It used to be Dwayne off the plane.
That's it.
They were like automatic plays, and he was, I guess, the first guy that ever did it, and obviously people followed after him, but he was a pioneer. There's no question about it.
Well, I mean, Jack Vanberg was on airplanes a lot, but he had strings at these various locations. Dwayne would ship in, get the money, and ship out with the white bridles, and a lot of times, as we noted last week, a guy named Pat Day up.
And look at all the branches off of his tree, Todd Fletcher,
oh my God.
Karen McLaughlin.
Yeah.
I mean, you should just go on, Dallas Stewart. It just never ends. It was an unbelievable a success that he really gave birth to. Like, you know, all these were off of it from him, and it's unbelievable the success these people have had.
Anybody who ever was around Dwayne, you knew that he was just a positive guy. He wouldn't get bogged down in negativity, and there's always plenty of it in this game, but it was on to the next battle. Hey, we got a new two-year-old in here, and he was always attracting new owners. He was quick to credit, John, I don't know if you're aware of this, somewhere along the line, you know, he had been a high school basketball coach and this and that, a teacher in Wisconsin, but he took a Dale Carnegie kind of self-improvement course, and Wayne always credited that. But he had incredible work ethic, as so many people we've seen over the years in the Midwest do. He grew up on a dairy farm. He knew all about getting up early and getting after it and taking care of the things that had to be taken care of. If you ever went by his barn, you saw the trainer's daily dozen. He bedded them like 3 feet deep. Yeah, a lot of it was glitch show, but like he said, he just hoped that extra care would transcend into the stall and maybe we get a little bit more out of this horse. He had his faults, certainly. But anyway, back to Jay. I'm glad he did a nice retro on Dwayne, his change as a person and his overall career.
And his biggest key, Mike, was he had the gift of gab. You know, to be a great trainer.
Big time.
Besides, you have to know how to deal with people
for
the most part. There are plenty of trainers that are just nasty and, you know, it's my way or the highway. But this guy really had the gift of gab, and that certainly had to help him. So
yeah. And he could be at odds with the media at times over the years. But anyway, John, hey, let's get to it. I think maybe you want to go to Aqueduct. By the way, Congratulations. You have had five consecutive winners on air here on Sundays. Last Sunday at Aqueduct in the fifth race, horse by the name of Purloin at 7:10. And then at Gulfstream Park, a horse named Adios Now. I think the CAW players are listening. The horse was 5-1 on the line, and we got a $6.40 win mutual. But, boy, you're seeing the ball, John.
Yeah, we're on a little bit of a run, so let's see if we can keep it going, Mike. Look at the seventh race today at Aqueduct. By the way, the track is sloppy. It rained all night. Today's a beautiful day. It's clear. It's in the 40s.
Okay.
So no rain in sight, but the damage was already done. Seventh race today, mile on the main track. I like the number four horse in here, Bramido. This is a six-year-old gelding from the Stephen Shower Barn. Yetsit Hazelwood, who will probably win the Eclipse Award for Apprentices. He did an unbelievable job at Laurel this year. He rides 7-2 on the morning line. I like number four, Bramido, to win today's seventh race out at Aqueduct.
And post for that, 3:38 Eastern. Now, Oaklawn's off the table till the end of the month. They're stepping aside. So what's up at JONHARDOON.com, and how much?
Okay, so best plays is $10, full card's $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and we added Fairgrounds since Oakland is closed, so that'll be the substitute track, and of course, Sanity Selection.
Okay, terrific. And last thing, John, I wanted to give a big tip of the cap. We've got a jockey agent coming on in just a moment here, but Doug O'Neill, a natural hat trick on Friday, races 2, 3, and 4. One, two, and three, and then he came back in the last race and got his fourth win on the card, loving on the run, and three of them in go ahead, John.
Yeah. Amicio Jaramillo. Toby Callett tried to tip all the listeners off of how good this guy was. I promise you, Mike, this guy will be leading rider either this meet or next week meet in Southern California.
Really?
Yeah, On Thursday, he's got 7 mounts out of the 9 races, so people are catching on. He will be leading rider here. Take my word for it.
Wow. Well, three of his he had 3 wins on Friday, all in combination with Doug O'Neill, and one of them paid $51.60. Amiciel Jaramillo, and what a great job Frank Miramonte's doing with his name. And that's one of Frank's deals, you know. It's like the old Jimmy Lennon. He always said, if you can't pronounce a man's name correctly, then what's the sense in having it, or words to that effect? And Frank nails it every single time. Anyway, John, hey, let's get lucky at Aqueduct. Race 7, number 4, Bromido. And we're going for 6 in a row on air here on Sunday. We'll catch you back toward the end of the show, bring you out to Santa Anita.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right. Speaking of Amiciel Jaramillo, let's go to his agent right now, Tom Canoost, up at Santa Anita. Hey, Tom, good morning. Congratulations on what is developing into a great start at this meet.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's really I'm thankful to Doug O'Neill for giving us a shot. And, I really love the situation we're in right now, and thank you for having me on your show.
Well, I learned something looking at the Pollock report today that your jock, Jaramillo, was a 13-time champion rider in his native Venezuela, where he knocked down more than 4,000 wins. I knew he was good, that he came to Florida, did well, but he's an incredibly accomplished jock. And he said here in this story that he just felt this was the time to come to Santa Anita. Apparently it's something that's been on his mind for some time. And Tom, you got him rolling, man. Hats off to you.
Well, yeah. And again, I got to thank Doug O'Neill. Doug is, you know, Antonio Fasu decided to make a change. Doug was talking to Jack Sisterson out in Florida and said, jockey would do good out here. And right away, Jack went ahead and mentioned MCL. And Doug talked to him, and then I talked to him. But it hadn't been for Doug, I don't think he would ever come. And I appreciate everything Doug's done for both of us.
Well, Doug is always positive, but I'm going to go a little bit in the other direction. I know you, Tom, you're a guy that doesn't complain. For folks who don't know who I'm talking to, his name is Tom Canoost, combat wounded and was severely wounded in Vietnam. Tom, you've had trouble with the one leg ever since. What were you, 19 years old when you got hit?
Well, I had turned 20, and but that was a long time ago. I'm 78 now, so
yeah,
that's what, 58 years ago.
And I've never, ever heard you bitch complain about anything, but you've obviously got some very, deeply rooted views. Where I'm going is this. You know this is an up-and-down game. You know it's big fish, little fish. Stuff happens, and a lot of things aren't fair. But when you got the call that you were out with Antonio Fresu, after all the good you had done, now you were leading rider at what's called the Hollywood Meet last year at Santa Anita. This had to knock you back just a little bit, didn't it?
It did, and I think Antonio's a great rider, and he's a really good person, and I know how he is, and I think he's very loyal. But I think it was one of those situations that he thought he had a chance to go ahead and get Ron Anderson and be, excuse me, more national. So I don't blame him for doing it. And I was just fortunate enough to go ahead and be able to pick up Ismael. And everything works out for a reason.
Tom, I just want to talk a little bit about the jock and the way he rides. Now, he was tagged coming out of Florida. Hey, this guy's a great gate rider. He puts run on their mind. You won three on Friday. In the second race, it was last to first, going 6 furlongs out of the turf chute. And, I mean, he made it look easy at 5.5 to 1. You got a $13.20 win mutual. Then you come back, going a flat mile for Doug on Robusta, gate to wire at 24.5 to 1 in the third race, 51.60. I mean, he's really putting on a show out there so far, Tom.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Eddie Delahousie. Everybody said, boy, Eddie Delahousie come from behind horses.
Yeah, right.
You know, he's so good. But he's on the front end.
Look
he
out.
He couldn't beat him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think talented riders that claim you don't win 4,000 races and not be, you know, versatile and be able to go on the lead or come from off of it, dirt, grass, whatever. So, yeah, I've watched him back there, and I seen what he's done out here. He's just a very smart rider, and he can get a horse out of the gate, but then he gets positioned and doesn't have to be on the lead. He can get a horse to relax, and then if he's on the lead and gets him relaxed, then I think he finishes very strong. So yeah, I think he's very versatile, and I think he can go ahead and do whatever he needs to be done to win a race.
Listen, I know you got to get over and shake some more nuggets out of the pan at the Phil D'Amato barn this morning, but you're on 7 today. I just want to ask you about this filly you ride in the Las Flores the Las Cienegas for Doug O'Neill. Her name is Miss Lizzie. Now, she's 10-1 on the line. She comes off a second-place finish back on October 25th coming down the hill. She's got 4 wins, 4 seconds, over the Santa Anita turf from 14 tries. Down the hillside, I mean, 2 races back, she was a close fourth in this race last year, and here she is 10-1 on the line, no bad beats. How's she doing? Or pardon me, Miss Lizzie, how's she doing?
Yeah, I think she's training well, and I think that's a good spot for her, and Doug's been pointing for the race, and I just think, you know, those kind of races, and especially down the hill, if you get the trip, you know, there's 3 or 4 or 5 horses that can win the race. So I think just if we get the trip, I think he can be right there.
Well, listen, you might have a little conversation with Craig O'Brien this morning, agent for Juan Hernandez, because John Hardoon just put your jock on the pole position at this meet, and we just got underway, but he made a bold statement. He thinks he could be leading rider here, Tom.
Well, you know, anytime you can go ahead and be right there with Juan Hernandez or Craig O'Brien, you're doing good. So, you know, they're both, you know, he's a great agent, he's a great writer. So, yeah, if we could be in competition with him, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
Hey, Tom, thanks for your time, and just want to give you a tip of the cap, my friend. Great job getting this jock going. I'm mispronouncing it. Here we go. Emiciel Jaramillo. You're supposed to jump in and help me, Tom. Good luck here at this meet.
You came close. Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, Tom. Hey, we're going to take a quick time out, folks. Coming back strong with John Lindo down in Carlsbad. Got a lot of shows straight ahead. Don't forget a big night ahead. The James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap tonight at Los Alamitos. Top of hour 2, a red-hot trainer, Mark Glatt, He's got a legitimate Derby hopeful and so happy. Winner of yesterday's San Vicente at Santa Anita. Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith also joining us in the next hour. This is Thoroughbred LA. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under. Yeah.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's Demos is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hey, folks, never a good time for plumbing issues. Be proactive. Call my friends at Western Rooter, family-owned for more than four decades by my good friends Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. Go to their website, westernrooter.com. You're going to see over 400 five-star reviews serving the entire San Gabriel Valley and beyond. Give them a call at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. Hey, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Commercial, residential, 24/7. I can tell you from multiple personal experiences, Western Rooter, and I mean this, the best in the West. One of the best in the West joins us right now. His name's John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Doing well. Enjoyed you and Bob Icke on air yesterday. We got a lot to talk about. First of all, we all got some stuff from Ken Gernick with the CTBA, and they've got their annual winter mix sale coming up a week from Tuesday, January 20th, out at Fairplex Park. That'll kick off at 12 noon, and there really is something for everybody out there. But there's something I wanted to touch upon. I really thought it was great news. Anybody, you know, I talk to people, and they love racing. And they go, what about the tax situation? I go, well, it's changing. I didn't have answers, but the CTBA does. I would encourage everybody to go to ctba.com. And this apparently is courtesy of this one big, beautiful bill which got through Congress this past year. And I'm reading from what the CTBA sent out. John, 100% bonus depreciation is now permanent under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. That means if you buy a racehorse, you can deduct the full cost of the purchase in the year you put it into service rather than depreciating it over multiple years. This increases immediate tax savings and improves cash flow for buyers and owners. John, I think that's big. You get a lump right there, and that helps get you in action, sustain things and everything else instead of the old depreciation way. I would encourage everybody, again, go to ctba.com. A lot of work, a lot of messaging here about their flagship full incentive program. They're waiving cowbred registration fees, and they've got a new program to upgrade the broodmare quality here in the state of California. So they're doing everything they can to encourage people to jump into this great game.
Well, I know that depreciation schedule got a lot of credit at the yearling sales last year back in Kentucky as far as why people were investing in them, why the prices were so strong. The people see the value in that depreciation schedule. And
yes,
when you're looking at, you know, upgraded purses of $70,000 for maiden races at Santa Anita for the cowbred maidens, and we have the $12,500 owner bonus now when you win a maiden special weight with a cowbred. We saw that horse yesterday, Cali Cat, win a turf route at Calvert Allowance. She had won, or he, yeah, she had, or he, excuse me, he had won a turf sprint Calvert Allowance before. He wouldn't have been able to win both of those twice on the same surface until this meet when they changed the rule for Calbreds. So a lot of things coming into effect that help the owners make those numbers.
Yeah, and it's a comprehensive effort. So much needs to be done, and we continue to hear things that maybe there's something going on with ancillary sources for the purses. That is what is really needed, but these other things are very, very significant, and the purses are up at this meet, John.
Exactly, and you know, the CTBA is being aggressive. They're trying everything they can to not only increase the number of horses bred in California, make the incentives more valuable, bringing mares into the state, and you know, giving them a stipend for certain types of mares to come out here and be bred in California.
Yeah.
So again, they're being aggressive, which is what we absolutely 100% have to do right now.
And John, you mentioned Cali Cat, a California bred, taking the 10th and final at a flat mile on the grass, bred by Tom Bachman, who's a guy who's just been in business for so many years, bred so many nice horses, and really a solid foundational guy here in terms of the breeding situation in California. Cali Cat, this is a 4-year-old Ridgeling. By 2015 Triple Crown winner American Pharoah, who of course stands in Kentucky, out of a more than ready mare by the name of Ready for Romance, trained by John Sadler, owned by Ronus Racing, and ridden to victory by Hector Berrios. Cali Cat is the California bred of the new week for us here in Southern California, John.
I'll tell you what, too, American Pharoah this year is standing in Japan on a 1-year lease, so he's actually going to have Japanese breds coming up in a couple of years.
Looking forward to that, very, very much so. John, your take on the way So Happy was able to win the 7-furlong San Vicente yesterday. Do you think he could be a major player here on the Derby Trail?
Well, I tell you what, he's got the want to. He wants to beat you, and he showed an awful lot of seasoning for a second-time starter.
Yeah.
Racing between horses, and when Mike Smith asked him to go, he jumped into the bit, got into the race, and put away the leader. And I thought he won pretty handy. You know, that was 7 furlongs. We've got to answer questions around 2 turns for him. But right now, I don't see any reason why he won't go 2 turns. And like I said, when you have a horse like that that tries, they're going to give you whatever they can, however far they run.
Right, and he'll be going 2 turns next time out. I don't know if you heard, John, but I've got Mark Glatt top of the next hour, and then jockey Mike Smith is going to be joining us as well in the next hour. Talk about So Happy and maybe where Mike is at this stage of his career. I think he's got to be looking. You know, those national standings for last year, they're still in every single day's daily racing form. And he sees a guy named Johnny Velasquez ranked 5th in earnings last year, John, at the age of 55. And he just might be thinking, hey, maybe I can get things up myself right now. Who knows?
Well, you know, Mike, he'll find a way to find a good horse, and when he gets them, he knows what to do with them, too. The bigger the numbers in the purses, the better he gets.
Big Money Mike, and he's aptly named. John, let's talk a little bit about Pete Neville and Perella's Legacy Ranch. I'm going to be heading up there in a few days, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. Of course, they've got Forbidden Kingdom. His first foals will be hitting the ground any day now. Perennial California leading stallion clubhouse rides there. Stakes producing Om and Tamaranda, who I think really the best stud that Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams have stood here in California. So it's a great farm. If you're interested, folks, go to their website, legacyranch.com. John, you've been there several times. I'll tell you what, the website, it just looks tremendous.
You're going to love it, Mike. You take a look at the size of the pastures that the mares are in. They have all, you know, the lush pastures, too. They've got plenty to eat out there. You go over to the training track and watch how they get these babies developed. Terry Knight, as good a trainer as there is, not on the racetrack. He's handling all the training facilities out there. And Richard Tedesco is taking care of that training track. It's in great shape. And when you see how everything is run, it's a working ranch. It's absolutely beautiful. And I can't wait for you to let me know what you think when you see it. And also, let me know if you see any new foals coming on the grounds yet by Forbidden Kingdom. They should be hitting the ground anytime.
They should be. And I would encourage folks, call the farm. That number is 209-759-3315. Terry Knight, who John mentioned, farm manager, 510-928-4980. And he was one heck of a trainer in his own right, both up north and down here. I actually knew his dad, Shane Knight. Had a good Derby hopeful, going way back, by the name of Raisa Man. I think you remember him, John, and he ended up being a very significant player at stud in Kentucky. But anyway, folks, we're talking about generational knowledge and so on and so forth. It's all there at Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch in Clemens, California. Looking forward to getting up there. I'm looking forward to seeing Bob Ike one day real soon over here at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park.
Well, you heard that on Friday there was one ticket, winning ticket in the pick 6 or 7. It was hit at the Derby Room. $26,000 was the payoff. So somebody's feeling pretty good out there. And I don't know if Bob was out there Friday. He didn't go quiet on me, so I don't think it was him.
Yeah, you would have heard about it. That's for sure. Excuse me, John. Boy, my voice is giving out. I hope I can re-rally here. Let's go ahead and get to it, John. Who do you like on the 10 race card? We get underway at 12 noon today at Santa Anita.
Let's go to the 10th and final at Santa Anita. There's a Irish Invader number 6, Struck by Her, for trainer Phil D'Amato, who's very good with these Irish imports. Got beat a neck last time out in the 12-horse field in Ireland. Has trained well since getting here on the Tapita training track at Santa Anita. Actually hooked in with Full Serrano, the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile winner from a couple of years ago, and she held her own with him. And this is a 3-year-old maiden filly. That's enough ability, I think, to win the maiden race at Santa Anita today. 6-1 on the morning line. Number 6, Struck by Her. Race number 10, Santa Anita.
And, John, I know you're a frequent visitor there at the South Point in Las Vegas. Heard from Steve Johnson yesterday. He said, hey, look, we've got rooms available for next weekend's divisional playoffs. Folks, give Steve a call toll-free in the race book at the South Point, 866-780-RACE, 866-780-7223. And you hear a lot about Vegas being down. And, John, in my opinion, a huge factor is the pricing at so many properties. The Strip, for instance, you got to pay to park almost everywhere. That is not the case at the South Point.
No, free parking there. The restaurants, when you get out there, you'll be surprised at how reasonable the pricing is. They're not going to gouge you on things. And if you're going out next weekend, make sure you stick around Monday night because you've got that college football final on next Monday night, the 19th. So a lot going on out there, and it's a holiday weekend. Get out for the 3-day weekend.
And Steve says, I don't know why anybody would listen to me now. He says, I've had a brutal season with the NFL, but I like the L.A. Chargers today, getting 3.5 points at Foxborough. They're taking on the Patriots. That should be a heck of a game. We had two really good ones yesterday. I know Bob Mazursky's got to be a little bit down. The Packers just gave one away.
That was a wild game. Both of those games were wild yesterday. A lot of fun to watch.
John, always a lot of fun doing radio with you, and look forward to catching you and Bob Ike and company on air next Saturday, 9 to 10, right here on AM 830.
You got it, Mike. Thanks a lot.
You bet. We'll hit our final break, come back running, head down Cotella to Los Alamitos. Orlando Gutierrez is going to join us. 10 races tonight at Los Al, and they've got a carryover in their $2 pick six, $8,338, the Jimmy Dreyer Charger Bar, and more. Stay with us.
Wanna die, born to be wild, born to be wild.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Sunday's card will be headed by our first Grade 1 stakes race of 2026, the James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap. Rocking with Energy won this race last year. Will she repeat in 2026? Other top contenders include Sound Dash Stakes winner I Am Candy, the impressive stakes winner Isa Wagon My Tail, and the multiple stakes winner AJ Born Running. Plus, night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four, and the traditional pick six. The total pick six pool has often reached over $100,000, and racing fans were open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Our new racing season is here with the James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap on Sunday at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Final segment, hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get right to it. Get down Catello, Los Alamitos Racecourse, and check in with Orlando Gutierrez. Hey, Orlando, good morning. You got a nice little carryover coming into tonight's pick six. 10 races, and you guys kick it off at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Thank you. Yeah, nice little carryover, but let me tell you, some big fields throughout the 10-race program here at Los Alamitos. 88 entries total for the 10-race card. So we're going to be having some really good fields, a lot of great betting opportunities. And like you mentioned, the carryover, $8,338. So we should see a total pool of about $60,000 or so. in some outstanding stakes races, and the wait has been worth it for these races. I think with the race number 10, the James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap, a grade one event, 10 outstanding mares in this race. Last year's winner, number 9 in this one, Rocking With Energy, looking to become only the fourth mare to repeat as a winner in the James Dreyer Charger Bar. Henry Reynoso Lopez, our leading quarter horse rider last year, gets the mount. And now one of the stories that I'm going to be following this year, Mike, Paul Jones, he is now only 38 wins away from tying the great Blaine Schwannebelt as the all-time leading quarter horse trainer here at Los Alamitos. Let's see if he picks up a nice victory here with Rocking With Energy in race number 10, the James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap.
And we might have some people listening that aren't familiar with Paul or his family. I believe it was his grandfather, Parnelli Jones, a winner of the Indianapolis 500, correct?
He's exactly right. His dad, a trainer at Los Alamitos for many years as well. And Paul, I would talk to Paul 5 years back about this record, and he didn't think he was going to get there, but he's continued to chip away, and now it's right there on his sights. He could do it this year. He certainly will be right there at the range of setting the new record next year.
It's funny, Orlando. You know, I spoke with Paul at Santa Anita. He won a race a couple of years ago, and, you know, I was the PR guy there. And he's a good interview. And I kind of thought maybe he was moving toward making that transition like guys like Lucas and Baffert and so many other people have over the years. But so far, his roots remain deep there at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, and we're sure glad he has. He has a really strong group of owners. Thompson Racing has been a great supporter of his for a long time. Parsons Family, the owners of Rocking With Energy, they just continue to send tremendous quarter horses to his barn. In fact, the mother of Rocking With Energy, Terrific Energy, won the Charger Bar Handicap. I'm going to go back maybe 10 years. And since then, she's had a daughter that has won this race as well. So Rocking With Energy looking to become the second daughter from that outstanding mare, Terrific Energy. So Paul Jones always has a really, really strong barn. Looking forward to seeing Rocking With Energy. It's a tremendous field, Mike, by the way. Bold and Beautiful. It's gonna be one of the top contenders here. She made all four of the top Oaks races throughout the country. She qualified to every one of them. Didn't win one, but she's been just a tremendous performer. And the number one horse, I Saw Wagon My Tail, super fast runner, was so impressive in the Ransom Handicap. The 5 I Am Candy from the outstanding barn of Eddie Willis. She won the Sound Dash Handicap. She is going to be a handful as well. So from top to bottom, a tremendous, tremendous group. And I got to mention now, jockey Cruz Mendez. He won our opening night stakes race, the Holiday Handicap. That was his 99th quarter horse stakes win here at Los Alamitos. And he's got a couple of nice mounts in the stakes races tonight. So he could reach 100. He's got a racy favorite in the Dashingly, a $20,000 race. And on the outside, post number 10, Silverback, he's got Cruz Mendez will be riding Silverback looking for that 100th stakes win here at Los Alamitos.
It's great to see full fields and better betting opportunities. And I know you'll agree, you know, we hate to not be able to run, but you didn't run. You followed Santa Anita, did not run last Saturday, Sunday. And I think the immediate result is we look at tonight and we've got some really bettable races. You've talked about the contenders, some of them, in the James Dreyer Charger Bar, the 10th race, which goes at 8:40. Listen, we need a single in here. Who do you like?
Well, I'm going to go to race number 6.
No. I want to know who you like in the Charger Bar. Okay. Who do you like in the Charger Bar?
I'm gonna go with the 5. I Am Candy, Mike.
All right.
2 on the morning line with Eddie Willis. This mare has just put together outstanding race after outstanding race here at Los Alamitos. She might get overlooked because she ran third last time. I'm going to go with the 5. I Am Candy, 9-2.
Okay, now your radio play.
I'll go with race number 6. This is an 870-yard race. We're trying to run a few more of these. There is a quarter horse, Optical Illusion, who seems to be perfectly suited for this race. We got a couple of 1,000-yard standouts, Good Vibes Only, and Where's the Loot have been outstanding at 1,000 yards. But I'm going to go with the 7, All the Greats, who returns here to Los Alamitos for trainer Jerry Hollendorfer. Terrific to begin his career here at Los Al. 3 straight victories by daylight. Loves this track. Tried the turf last out, but now returns here for this 870-yard race. 6-1. So I'm going to jump on those odds there. Mike, try to get that that nice payout. Number 7, All the Greats in race number 6.
Owned by Jerry's wife, Janet. All the Greats, the 7 horse in race 6, which goes at 7:02 tonight. And I know you wanted to mention 4 grade 1 winners this past year at Los Alamitos figured prominently at your annual awards ceremony. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the AQHA announces divisional winners. I believe it was early last week, or it may have been the week before, but 4 grade 1 winners from Los Alamitos received honors. Unrelentless was named the H Stallion. He won the Brad McKenzie. Shaken Going On, what a terrific campaign here at Los Alamitos, was named the champion 3-year-old filly. Enforce, the Golden State Million winner, was the 2-year-old colt. And FDB Dreams, who won the Champion of Champions, was named the 3-year-old gelding. They haven't announced who the world champion is. They're going to do that on January 14th at Heritage Place Sale in Oklahoma. And I got to figure one of those horses might be right there at the top of the podium with the world champion honors there. And, again, that's going to be announced by the AQHA on January 14th. But, again, congratulations to those connections, and great to see those grade one winners from Los Al get a big prize at the AQHA Awards.
Hey, Orlando, we blew right past top of the hour. Thank you so much. Folks, we'll step aside, coming back strong with trainer Mark Glatt. Also, we're going to be passing along some selections from Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Matt had to take the morning off. This is Thoroughbred LA. Stay with us.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Sunday's card will be headed by our first Grade 1 stakes race of 2026, the James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap. Rocking With Energy won this race last year. Will she repeat in 2026? Other top contenders include Sound Dash Stakes winner I Am Candy, the impressive stakes winner Isa Wagon My Tail, and the multiple stakes winner AJ Born Running. Plus, night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick 4, and the traditional pick 6. The total pick 6 pool has often reached over $100,000, and racing fans were open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Our new racing season is here with the James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap on Sunday at Los Alamitos.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
There they go. Oh, Hera lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamaranda. By the luxurious Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooting, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Hour two, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Boy, a lot to talk about. A 10-race card today at Santa Anita. We get underway at 12 noon. And a couple of feature races for fillies and mares. The Las Flores goes as the fifth. That's on the dirt at 6 furlongs. And the Las Cienegas, fillies and mares at 6.5 down the hillside turf course. As advertised right now, we're joined by trainer Mark Glatt, a red-hot trainer Mark Glatt. Hey, Mark, good morning. Thanks for making time for us on such a frequent basis. And, boy, it's got to be a great feeling sending out the winner so happy of yesterday's San Vicente Stakes. An early Derby prep here. You got to be feeling good about things.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. He ran tremendous. Didn't have the easiest of trips, coming out of the gate, but he did everything professionally again in a start two, and we really couldn't have asked him to run better. He beat a good horse. He ran a fast time, and didn't look like they were going to get to him anytime soon in that race.
Mark, I got to ask you, and I have to believe you're the guy that gave the go-ahead to spend $150,000 on this horse at that two-year-old in training sale last year at Ocala. In this context, when you're talking about Derby preps, the horse that was drawn right alongside of you yesterday, the favorite, who you beat pretty handily, he was a $1.1 million purchase coming out of another sale at Ocala in April. But what led you to this son of Run Happy? As we know, Run Happy really... He got off to a disappointing start at stud, but what was it that caught your eye about this horse as a prospect?
Well, he was super athletic, and he looked the part. I'm just like most everyone else. I'm not a huge fan of Run Happy. When you I'm a bigger fan now, of course, but.
Yeah,
he's a horse that is no longer in the United States, and when you're buying at that level or that price range, you're just trying to buy an athlete, a horse that looks like he can run, and then you hope you get lucky. They don't know who they're buying, they don't know what they cost, these horses, and so I was fortunate enough to have the ability to buy the horse and take a shot, but I did have some reservations given his pedigree. But again, in today's world, $150,000 is not a lot of money to spend on a two-year-old, mm-hmm. particularly a two-year-old in training sale. And looks like we've gotten lucky.
Well, I mean, he's done nothing wrong. One of the things you said yesterday after the race was you think in the pedigree on the dam side that, hey, there's reason to believe that distance isn't necessarily going to be an obstacle. Talk about this mare that he's out of. She's by Blame. Her name is So Cunning. I believe she's had two winners.
Yeah, I think she won. She was pretty precocious. I think she won her first two starts, if I remember correctly. Even though he's a run happy, he does things that would suggest he can go further. He relaxes well.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, a lot of speed on his mind. I mean, I think you saw that yesterday where he actually briefly dropped back to last.
Right.
Got himself up into third relatively easily by the time they hit the half-mile pole, and really wasn't, stopping at the end. So, he's a smart horse. He relaxes well. He has the body type that doesn't suggest he's just a sprinter. So, hopefully he'll overcome his pedigree a little bit and be able to go on further.
Mark, there's so many things about this game that make it what it is. One of them is the steam, the buzz on first-time starters. How on earth did you keep things so quiet that this horse got off at 38-1 first time out at Del Mar on November 22nd. Mike Smith was quoted to the effect, "Oh, yeah, we liked him first time out, Mark, no smoke signal, not a phone call, text, nothing.
Well, quite honestly, if I'm being 100% honest, we like the horse quite a bit.
I'm saying, how did you get 38-1?
Well, you know, I think we see that all the time here. I think Baffert had two or three in the race.
There you go.
And they're going to take all the action. We never really cut them loose in the morning to tip off, you know, any of the private clockers. And it was a fairly full field that day. We had another horse in the race that, you know, as well, that actually drew the one hole and, you know, actually breathed a little bit better than So Happy going into both of their debuts. But long story short, he obviously should have never been that kind of price, you know. But he never breathed like a horse that was going to run that professionally and that well in his first start.
And that said, I mean, he got an 83 buyer first time out. I'm sure you've heard he got a 96 for his efforts yesterday in the Grade Two San Vicente. But I think you said after the race yesterday, you thought he'd run good, but maybe not this good. 121 and 12 for the seven panels.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you know the biggest jump in class is from maidens into against winners, and we're talking about winners in a stakes race, so it's a big jump up in class. You know, until you see it, you don't know how they're going to respond mentally, because in start number two, now they know what's going on. You know, first time you can kind of fool them a little bit,
right?
But in start number two, they know what's going on and they know what's ahead of them, and so, you know, you want to see him, you know, stay composed and not get too excited. And you know, he was perfect, you know, which is just, you know, he showed a lot of class. Again, ran really professionally. And we thought he had a really good chance yesterday. Was very excited. He had trained great since his debut. But, again, you never know. You know, he was running against horses that had a lot more experience than him overall. And, you know, he didn't have the greatest of posts, but and he did have a little bit of trouble, but he just good horses overcome. And I think he did that a little bit yesterday.
Hey, Mark, take us inside the stall this morning. What are the things you're looking for? Did he eat up well last night? How is So Happy this morning?
He's so happy. he ate every bite of grain. He's obviously a big, strong colt. Most of the time colts are going to eat up, but not always. But he ate well. He looks healthy this morning. He's bright-eyed and happy. So looks like all systems go out of the race.
Okay, that said, what's in front of you? What are your options? How many racing secretaries have reached out to you this morning? What are you looking at for his next start, Mark?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know for sure. There's a lot of options out there. You know, first he needs to get back on the racetrack. We need to see, you know, really where he's at, which you can't really tell until you get back on the track with him. And then with all the other, with all the options out there, whether it be here or out of town, it's nice to have options, because a lot of times anymore in this game, we don't have a lot of options, but there are obviously a lot of options, and we'll sit down with ownership and figure out what's best for him and best for us to take our next shot.
Well, we look forward to staying tuned, that's for sure. Mark, briefly, you got five horses in today in four different races. You got Margarita Girl in with Ricky Gonzalez today. Idle since August 21st and owned, I think, Saints or Sinners. These are guys you've known a long time and a big client, Rancho Temescal Thoroughbred Partners. Talk about Margarita Girl's chances in today's fifth, the Grade Three Las Flores.
Well, we think she's got a good shot. You know, she's running. It's a Grade Three, so obviously we're trying to get some graded status on her. She's a filly that's ran every time. Sure didn't think it would take us as long to break a maiden as it ended up taking. But she's, you know, we were a little hard on her through the course of the summer. You know, we shipped to Kentucky for a race and back, and then she ran twice at Del Mar, and just felt like we better pump the brakes a little bit with her. We freshened her up and felt like this was coming up a short field and you know, a race that hopefully she at least gets grade three status, you know, on her resume and take it from there.
Okay, let's if you don't mind, let's go to the Las Cienegas. That's our co-feature today. It goes as the eighth, Mark, and you've got Navy Bell at 6.5 coming off the hillside turf course. Umberto Rispoli has the call. I mean, she's run well on dirt, although she was kind of well beaten in that stake at Del Mar going 5/8. With Johnny V. This will be her first time down the hill and her second time with Rispoli, who got a lot of run out of her about four starts back at Del Mar going short on the grass.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to see her come down the hill. I think it could fit her like a glove. She's gone into this one real good. She didn't have a great trip in her last race, and it was against the boys. We ran in that race primarily just because there wasn't any other place to run her and felt like it was worth taking a shot versus sitting in the barn with her to wait for this race today. But, you know, she did run well for Rispoli. Since she's gotten on the turf, we've kind of changed her style. You know, we're taking her back off the pace a little bit. I think that's helped her along with the transition to turf versus dirt. She really has, well, I think she's ran 390-plus tires in a row or close to it. You know, we got a tough one to try and outrun today. Queen Maxima, she's extraordinary. But anything can happen on a given day, and we're going to take our best shot to beat her.
And Queen Maxima's got the rail. Boy, she comes off a huge effort going 5/8 on grass at Del Mar back on October 31st for Jeff Mullins. Mark Glatt, thanks so much for your time. And, man, is it glad to hear everybody's happy at the Mark Glatt barn this morning, the day after. So happy. Knocked down the grade two San Vicente and well on his way on the Kentucky Derby Trail. Thanks for your time, Mark.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, appreciate you. Let's stay at Santa Anita. We'll say hello to private clocker Andy Harrington with National Turf. Hey, Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. I can't help myself. How did you guys miss So Happy first time out of Del Mar back in November?
Well, I mean, Mark Glatt alluded that he had been working with a horse that drew the rail, another Glatt horse called Esos. And Esos
right.
was slightly outworking So Happy. That was one factor. I thought So Happy could run. I thought it was 80-90% cranked up, to be honest with you. I thought it would run well. Plus, and the most important fact, Baffert had two or three horses in there. One was, I think, 4-5 and ran up the track. The other horse, Winston Avenue, ran a good second, but was no threat to So Happy. And it was a big field. So, I mean, people saw that, and, you know, that's how you get 38-1. I mean, the horse sort of figured. I didn't bet it.
Yeah.
I thought I needed a race. I was one of those, like, I'm going to watch this horse and hope that, you know, next out it'll be tighter. And maybe they were just kind of, you know, you got to run on your horse. And maybe they, you know, were running a horse that was 80% cranked up. And so I, you know, obviously I was wrong. He ran right out the door. And, you know, I thought he'd run big yesterday because I thought that Mark had worked 112 and change with another horse since the race and a number of other easy drills.
Yeah,
I thought he was way more cranked up. So, and I think the horse would definitely go long. I know, he galloped out well. He's trained.
Sure
like
did.
He could run on.
Yeah.
I think he'll. You know, I think he's going to be a neat horse this winter and spring.
Andy, I can't help myself. I thought about saying this with Mark, but I didn't want to bother him with such trivial detail. I'm in high school. There used to be a trout farm, Andy, a little local knowledge up Azusa Canyon, called Happy Jacks, okay? And, I mean, it was literally like shooting fish. They were thick in there. You'd get a pole, whatever. And they would clean your fish and pack them in ice, okay? But you're going to pay a price for that. And they were good size, right?
Right.
So, like, two people in front is a guy with a couple little kids, and oh man, they're happy, and the guy gives the amount. It's like $28, and back then that was a lot of money, yeah. You know. So the guy immediately in front of us, he's got his little boy with him. When the guy says the price to the guy in front of him, he turns to us and he says, "Now I know why Jack be so happy." So anyway, there's that. That's the truth.
Well, okay.
I know it's little... funny because Chris Monreal's laughing. That is a true story, man.
I know.
Well, anyway, we're trying to get Mike Smith. I don't mean to big league it or anything, but can we make some money somewhere for radio today, Andy?
Sure. And the seven horse in here, of course, called Another Mono.
Wait a minute. What race is that? You were underwater.
The third race today.
Okay.
The number seven horse in the third race is a Bob Hest claim that he claimed last April back in the back east. It's had a really nice series of drills. He's put some serious drills in this horse. 59s, 6-8s, and 114, a really nice gate drill with Kent DeSormo up. They waive, it's in for 25, but you can't claim it. Which is interesting. I think they have a horse that's training awfully well. Get DeSormo up for the race as he has been working the horse all along this month. So I thought at 8-1 it was worth a shot in here. So we're going to go with Another Monarch from the Bob Hess barn in the third race.
Okay, Kent DeSormo back from Turfway Park. I hope he's thawed out for Bob Hess. Post time for race 3, 1:00. NationalTurf.com. What's there, Andy?
On any day's card, so go to nationalturf.com.
Take care, Andy. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
As advertised, we're joined now by really one of the all-time greats, Big Money Mike Smith, a member of the Hall of Fame for about 23 years now. He's the all-time leading Breeders' Cup winning jockey. And this guy, I tell you what, he's done it all in this game, and he's got a good three-year-old to work with right now. Mike Smith is so happy to be with us. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, right. I know why you're so happy. Listen, Mike, I enjoyed what you had to say to Dave Weaver on FanDuel. I was going to use it if we couldn't get you. But take us around there. You know, you did have a little bit of adversity. I think you said he got a little stuff in his face, which is a good thing.
No, it really was. I figured they would go pretty quick early on, and he kind of wanted to go with him the first 100 yards or so. So I just kind of had to talk him out of that. But really, Mike, after that, he was, he was real professional. He backed up out of there and settled and did really everything I asked him to do. Again, like I said on my interview with Dave Weaver, you know, he passed every test that you'd want him to. Now, he's still got to get the two turns, but 7-8 is certainly a pretty good indication that they should get the two turns. And he acts like he should. I know he's by Run Happy, and Run Happy was a sprinter, but Run Happy was by Super Saver, who won the Derby. So
thank you.
It don't mean he can't, you know?
Yeah. I think Super Saver was ridden by Calvin Burrell, wasn't he?
He certainly was. Yeah, he was a Windstar horse, Todd Pletcher. And he's out of a Blame mare, so those are really nice mares. So, I mean, listen, he was a lot of energy pulling up after the race. He wasn't
nice.
You know, he wasn't spent. You know, he came back, you know, on his toes, and he sure gave me every sign that he'd get further anyway. So let's hope he will.
Mike, one thing Dave Weaver asked you about, if maybe this win yesterday was a little bit more special because of where you are in your career, in your life. Let's face it. I mean, you've been around a long time now. You're hitting your mid-60s. But he asked you that question, and you said you thought it was, Mike.
It certainly is. You know, listen, when I was in my 20s and 30s and early 40s, man, I was riding a whole lot and was busy. You know, and you knew if one didn't pan out, well, it was another opportunity just waiting right around the corner. And you know, as you get older, you just learn to appreciate things anyway. And now you really appreciate things even more because, you know, I'm on the back end of my career. But I feel great. I feel like I'm riding really well. And so to get an opportunity like this, it makes it even more special.
If you don't mind, Mike, I'm going to segue and go big picture on you just a little bit. You've accomplished so much. $356 million in purse earnings. Everybody, you'll forever be associated with Zenyatta. 2018 Triple Crown winner, Justify. You came from the clouds to win on a big long shot in 2005 for John Sheriff's name Giacomo. But I'm looking at the 2025 year-end earnings standings, and a good friend of yours, a class act, he's coming 55 years old next month, named Johnny Velasquez. I see $21.2 million in earnings. Mike, let's face it, we don't have that many opportunities here anymore. Are you tempted to get the bug to maybe start thinking about going someplace else for a while to have more opportunities? You know you can ride with those top guys.
You know, Mike, I'm really happy here in California, buddy, and a good horse is wherever that good horse travels, I'll certainly go.
Okay.
I'll go wherever he goes. But you know, you can still get a great young horse out of California, a great three-year-old, and I'm happy with that. Now, listen, if the right opportunity, the right guy calls you and wants you to come down for a meet here or there, I'd be more than happy to. But California is my home now, and this is where I'm gonna finish it off at.
Well, I tell you what, Mike, you got a really nice 3-year-old to work with. I want to ask you about a South African bred mare. You ride for Neil Drysdale, another Hall of Famer. In today's eight, the Grade 3 La Cienega's name, Egyptian Mao. She comes off a nice win in the two other than allowance down the hill. That was back on October 10th. She's had her time. We know Neil knows what he's doing. What do you make of her chances here at 6-1?
She's doing good right now. I worked her early on a few months back, and she still wasn't quite back to where we thought we needed to be, and Neil's giving her more time. So she's been about three, and he told me just this morning how good she's doing. She's doing much better. Listen, I mean, I don't expect her A-plus race today, but I expect her to run really well, and if she does that puts her in the hunt.
Interesting. Mike Smith, thanks for your time. We got to talk more often. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I miss you, my friend. Hopefully I'll see you somewhere down the road.
Okay. Thanks so much, Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith with us. And we'll take a quick timeout coming out of the break. Going to be checking in with Bruce Finkelstein. You talk about a red-hot handicapper. He is it. And then Bob Mazursky, Toby Collett, John Hardoon take two on the back end. A lot of show right in front of us. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hey, folks, you don't have to have a white horse, but if you had one, you could ride it right into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. Doug just won four races on Friday. Nothing's going to get him upset. The only thing is, it better be a Shetland because there's not that much room for a racehorse there at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza, where they crank out some of the finest in the Pomona Walnut area. I'm telling you, get in there. They're at the corner of D Street, Foothill, right behind In-N-Out Burger, next to Stater Brothers. Like Doug is very fond of saying, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Now we get to Las Vegas, Nevada, and we check in with Bruce Finkelstein. Hey, Bruce, how you doing? And bet on Bruce has been, you know, really red hot. You had El Prestigio last Sunday at 5:20, and you were all over so happy with John and Bob on air here yesterday in the San Vicente. You got a $7.80 win mutual.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, that was a real handy win by So Happy, and you know, he's progressing nicely. He kind of does everything right. I mean, the perfect racehorse is what? Somebody can stay in contention and finish. That's what So Happy did.
Boy, I'll tell you, good call.
Right? He looks like he should go on in distance, and nice prospect, for sure. And,
you know, you live in Las Vegas, and the future book used to be such a big deal.
Yeah.
But things are so, so corporate now. Some properties got hurt pretty bad over the years. I got very lucky, Bruce, just a personal trivial note. In 88, I had winning colors at 15-1, and then a guy named Bob Marino in the racing office, he was going to Vegas. I sent some money with him and got, I forget what price, but not 15-1, wasn't that good, on Sunday Silence. So 2 years in a row, thought I was a genius, and that notion was very quickly dispelled in subsequent years. But it's tough to get a future book bet down now, is it not?
It is. It's not such a big deal, and you're right. They've capped how much you can win. They don't want to take a loss.
No,
the casinos.
They don't want the exposure. They don't.
Right. No exposure. There's very few casinos that offer futures anymore,
yeah,
to be honest with you. I know William Hill is one of the betting outfits here. They don't take the day-to-day betting, but they do some future betting. You know, the Kentucky pool is kind of limited, right, Mike? Because I think they only take wagering on 20-some-odd horses. So
yes,
that kills your price also. So I think you should just enjoy your wins from back in the 80s, because I don't think we're going back to those days.
No, not a little bit, Bruce. Listen, let's talk about BetOnBruce.com before we get your first selection. Oaklawn Park is off the menu till the end of the month. What are you offering the folks?
I mean, it's mainly Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. We'll sprinkle in Fairgrounds when it looks like a good card. We'll be looking at Oaklawn when it comes back. But right now, Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. And, Mike, let's take you to the 10th race at Gulfstream Park. Nice allowance race for three-year-olds, some horses that are lightly raced. And one especially impressed me, and that's the second-time starter of the three, Gerlach, who debuted back at the end of November at Churchill. And like So Happy, he was a pro. He sat pretty close to the lead, lay in third, went around horses. The 8-5 favorite kind of got the head start on him. He ran that horse down. I like the lead switch in mid-stretch. He wasn't brilliant, but he did just about everything right. He came the last eighth of a mile in under 12 seconds. He gets into a race here at Gulfstream Park, Mike, where there's about 3 to 4 need the lead horses. He should get the trip from off the pace, and I look for even a forward move off that debut. So race 10, the three, Gerlach, 4-1 on the morning line.
At Gulfstream Park, and post time for that 4:49 Eastern. 10 race card at Santa Anita. We get underway at 12 noon, Bruce.
Let's go to the 7th race, Mike. I'll tell you, it's become a real hard knocker in this race is the three, No Cap. In her last 5 starts, she's netted 2 wins, 2/3, and a second. Who did she run up against in the Betty Grable Stakes? None other than Grand Slam Smile. And I'll tell you what, even for Grand Slam Smile, that was a huge effort. She ran third to her. That was kind of a dead racetrack. You wouldn't know it by how fast Grand Slam Smile was. But she hung in there to run third at 7/8. This is an easier group, obviously. She's back on LASIK. She's shortening in distance. She's going to be in the hunt early, not necessarily a front runner, but right there early. I think very favorable conditions today. Race 7, the 3, No Cap. She's 5-2 on the morning line. Mike, I think we'll get every bit of that. I think we'll get at least a 5-2 price on her.
Okay, terrific. And looking ahead, we got a 5-day week coming up at Santa Anita, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Martin Luther King Day. So encourage folks to hit betonbruce.com. And, Bruce, let's try and keep it going here on radio.
Sounds good, Mike. Take care, buddy.
You as well. Now we say hello to Bob Mazursky. Boy, tough beat for the Packers last night. Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. Was there a game last night?
Is Matt LaFleur still employed?
Well, I know my son and Amy, my wife, both think that he should be gone, and I kind of have mixed feelings because I do like the guy, and I think he's done a great job overall, but I think there might be some concerns about his future.
Bob, I'm with you on that. You hate to be knee-jerk, but my gosh. I mean, I know it's a loud crowd and everything. You just can't let something like that get away from you. You take a timeout, you get up to the line of scrimmage, delay a game. Really? I mean, these things are unbelievable.
No, it's happened too many times in the recent years and twice against that team in a matter of 4 weeks. So, yeah, it's tough to take. And I've been a fan of this team for over 60 years, and they've had a lot of brutal losses, and this one's right up there because, honestly, I think they are a better team than Chicago. I think overall they are a better team, but, the results say otherwise.
Scoreboard, baby, right?
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Anyway, I wanted to ask you about a morning line today. And listen, I readily acknowledge the morning line situation is it's very, very tough. But this is a horse. Where the heck is it? The horse come off a well-beaten effort in the Breeders' Cup Mile. It's a South American bred.
Gran Oriente, yes.
Yeah, and the race number again, it's an allowance.
It's,
here it is, 6th race. Here, I finally found it. The horse is 2-1, Bob, and I checked your line. You've got him at 15-1. I looked at his race. down there at Del Mar. That was his U.S. debut. He was never a factor. Now, I get it. Nope. It's a tight turf course. You know, hey, you could throw it out. He was a Group 1 winner down south, but he was 17.5-1 that day. I just don't think he's going to be anywhere near 2-1 here in the sixth race.
No, I don't either. You know, maybe he'll win. Maybe he won't be 15-1 either, but I don't think he's going to be 2-1. That's for sure. Just like there's a horse in the race right after that. Bruce Finkelstein picked No Cap, but there's a horse named Bolt Divine in the race coming back for Phil D'Amato that was a first out winner, so she's proven fresh. I don't think she's going to be 10-1 either.
Yeah. And Gran Oriente, a Chilean bred. Anyway, Bob, let's get to it. Who do you like for radio today?
I'm going to go to the second race. I like number 4, Mighty Kai. I think even though Mystic Flyer is scratched, I think there's plenty of pace in this race because Majestic Palisades is stretching out and there's a few other speed horses in there. So I think the race might set up nicely for him. Number 4, Mighty Kai in race 2 for Victor Garcia.
Mighty Kai, and that's a let's see here. That is who's riding horse? Juan Hernandez.
Juan Hernandez, yes.
Yeah, for Victor. 6-1. On the morning line, and post time for that one at right about 12:30. Bob, your stuff's also at todaysracingdigest.com, and you're on air with John and Bob every Saturday here from 9 to 10.
That is true.
Bob, all the best. Thanks so much.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Hey, before we step aside, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun an easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. We'll hit our final break. We'll get there real quick. Toby Callett in South Florida. Take 2, Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Sunday's card will be headed by our first Grade 1 stakes race of 2026. The James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap, Rocking With Energy, won this race last year. Will she repeat in 2026? Other top contenders include Sound Dash Stakes winner I Am Candy, the impressive stakes winner Isa Wagon My Tail, and the multiple stakes winner AJ Born Running. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4, and the traditional pick 6. The total pick 6 pool has often reached over $100,000, and racing fans were open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Our new racing season is here with the James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap on Sunday at Los Alamitos.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stress and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halualohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by The Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at The Bit.
Feels like it's a loaded gun.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My sincere thanks to Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A, helping to make things happen. Hey, listen, folks, if you're looking for a new horse, a new vehicle previously used, head into David Wilson's Toyota of Orange or any of the Wilson Automotive outlets. I can tell you from multiple experiences during the commercial break, I was just thinking, you know what? I bought a Camry, a Sienna, an Avalon, then another Camry 2 years ago. And I just bought the Avalon back from my next-door neighbor, a 2007 that I bought brand new after I happened to win a big race down at Gulfstream Park. And it's like a brand-new car, I'm telling you. It's a 2007 with about $160 on it. I'm telling you, you're never going to beat the deal, the follow-up. I had David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Just ask Mark Ratzke over at Los Alamitos. Give him a call at 714-639-6750. If you head over there, they're in the city of Orange on Tustin at Catella. Say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. Go to their website, toyotaoforange.com, and you're going to see over 500 five-star reviews. That's David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Let's get to South Florida and check in with the one and only Toby Callett. Hey, Toby, good morning. How are things at Gulfstream Park this morning?
Everything is just fine. Sunny. It's about 80 degrees. Everything should go as planned. Just a reminder, now that we're hopefully back on a regular Southern California schedule, orders from headquarters on the Saturday show every day every weekend from General Lindo and Colonel Ike. We like to focus in on the South Florida division of that coast-to-coast bet. So letting you know that in advance. Those are going to be races 9 and 10 today. And
yeah.
I'll zing them right at you. Race 9, we're going to go with the 5, St. Olaf Rose, going to be ridden now by Javier Castellano. Irad Ortiz is off all of his mounts today. I don't know why, but he is. 5 over the 2-6-7, be just like heaven to hit the 9th. And then in the 10th race, I like the 1,000 Sticks. Think that he'll get a good trip from the rail. Mario Gutierrez rode him in the maiden win. I think he'll step right up and get the job done here. The 8 Naughty Knicks, the 2 Hard Storm, and the 3 Gerlach look like the main rivals. That's 1-8-2-3. So it can be all you and me, Mike, in today's 10th at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, great. I don't know if you heard this news. I was driving down, heard it this morning. I know you're a big baseball fan, grew up a Pittsburgh Pirates fan. Alex Bregman signed a 5-year, $175 million contract with the Cubbies. How about that?
How about that? The Cubs always make these big free agent moves, but, you know, except with a few exceptions. Tell me how many of these guys have ever performed at a level like an Ernie Banks or a Ron Santo, you know, Ryan Sandberg. You know, these free agents that they paid a lot of money to, I don't know that they've overall gotten their money's worth. Maybe with Bregman they will, but I look forward to the Pirates being a contender this year. If the pitching holds, there's going to be some fireworks at PNC Park this
week. Well, you know, you remember Leo DeRocher, who was known to bet on a horse or two, I understand.
Guys finished last.
You know what he once said about Ernie Banks, right? Mr. Cub, my ass.
There you go.
They didn't get along.
Okay. I understand. Hey, you know. You don't
he
have to
wanted
like
more team speed. By that time, Ernie, he was a little slower afoot. And, you know, anyway, that's turf history.
I got it. You know, and I know how much you love baseball and how closely you followed it. And I remember, you know, what were they, the lovable losers, you know, the Cubs for all those many years.
Well, anyway, they got a hell of a third baseman, you know.
They did, absolutely.
He's a competitor. All right, Toby, thanks so much, man. Have a good day down there.
Thanks, Mike.
Take two now with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. We go to Saratoga Springs. Hey, John. 10 of them here at Santa Anita. We get underway at 12 noon. Come on out. The water's fine.
Yeah, by the way, not only is Bregman a terrific third baseman, but he's heavily involved in horses. George Weaver owns a bunch of them. He's got some nice young horses. They've had a lot of success, so that's good. And he's a Rags and Sheet customer, so there you go.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Man. Wow.
All right. Well, small world.
Hey, how about a couple of ducats earlier in the season? We'll meet at Wrigley. I've never been to Wrigley Field, you know.
Me neither. It should be on the bucket list, I'll tell you that much. But, it's, you know, pick Chicago. Surprising, to tell you the truth, but good luck to him.
Well, trivial note, I went to high school with a guy, and that was on his bucket list. That him and a couple other guys, they went to see the Dodgers play two or three games at Wrigley. And he ended up actually beating Joe Ferguson in an arm wrestling contest. You know, those bars stay open until about 4. Joe was, I think, the first base coach at that time. A very trivial note there about 1989, I believe.
Yeah, I guess it was after his career because he caught for a lot of years.
He is a big guy, too.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, how about a winner at Santa Anita? Let's look at the sixth race today. It's a mile on the turf, and I like the number one horse in here, Watsonville, a six-year-old gelding from the Mark Ladd barn. This horse has been running against much better horses than he meets here today. He has the advantage of breaking from the inside. He's got enough speed to stay close up. Umberto Rispoli rides today for Antonio Frisou, who's on the sidelines. I like number one, Watsonville, 4-1 on the morning line. To win today's sixth race out at Santa Anita.
And post time 2:30, the weather not in question. Boy, that's great news. Think we're going to have a big day today, John. I really do.
Well, that's good. And you're going to have 5 straight days of racing, so that's good news. And like you said, no problem with the weather. So it's good to get into the routine. And, you know, same post time every day, that's important. And let's get some good results.
I want to encourage folks, try and find out what Alex Bregman found out some time ago. The Rag is in Sheets, folks, and I mean this, John, they take you past the obvious. If you're looking for value, go to JONHARDOON.com. What's there, John?
Three best players, $10, full car, $25. Today we have Aqueduct Fairgrounds, Gulfstream, and Santa Anita Selections.
But back to Bregman, I said he's a competitor, and he is. You know, he was, you know, with the Astros, and everybody knows what was going on there. But he's far beyond that dark cloud. He comes to play every single day. Man, I wish we had him here in Anaheim.
He's a baseball player, Mike. He really is. And by the way, he's just as competitive in with horse racing as well. When he loses a race, he's not very happy. But who is, right?
Well, to me, and that's one thing that some of the folks in positions of great influence now, in my opinion, they've lost complete sight of, and that is it's a competition. And so many people over the years, they've been involved in other sports and stuff, and they know what competition is, they know what athletes are, and that along with the gambling has attracted them to this great game. We can't lose sight of that, but I think in a lot of cases, maybe we have.
And listen, you know, they take their competitive nature, whatever they're doing in life, whatever challenge they face, they have, that's the difference.
Yeah.
That's what real athletes are.
That's right.
Competitive edge, and you can't buy it or anything. You have to be born with it. It's in your blood. You have to know how to do it, and That's what most of these athletes are, Mike.
You got to hate to lose. John, I know you do. Let's do some winning today. All the best to you, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, folks, thanks for listening. It's not too late. Happy New Year. Most importantly, good health to everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday right here, 8 to 10. I'm Mike Willman. So long. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.